الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم يأني بالذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق ولا يكونوا كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون. In the previous ayats, we read about the condition of the munafiqeen on the day of Qiyamah, that they will want nur from the believers, the sincere mukhlisin, the sincere believers. And they will tell them, go and look for your nur behind the back, where Allah was distributing it, or in the dunya, make your lives correctly. And the reason for this nifaq was ghaflat, unmindfulness. In dunya also, if a person is unmindful, he will cause major, major accidents. And in deen also, when we are unmindful, we don't take care about our deen, then also a person faces terrible consequences. And that is, then Allah gives the example also of the people of the past, that they also fell into ghaflat, unmindfulness about their deen, not unconsciousness, not being conscious about their deen. And finally, that love of dunya overtook them, and they started having great hopes in dunya. And it's very seldom that when a person has dunya, that he's conscious of his deen also. Because dunya makes you involve more into dunya and more into dunya, and you forget about akhirat, you don't think about akhirat also. And you don't think about the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. So, and Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that we were tested with difficulties and hardships and we passed the test. Then we were tested with ease and comfort and we failed that test. This he says out of his humility. Otherwise the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they were at a very, very great high level. But looking at a higher level, what they were actually asked for, and nobody can reach that level which Allah Ta'ala wants. But considering that, he said that we had failed. And Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that when this ayat was revealed, not 4 years had passed, and then Allah revealed this ayat, and Allah is warning us that we must not fall into this ghaflat. Today is 1400 years now, more or less, since this ayat has been revealed. So how much more aren't we in ghaflat and unmindfulness? So we also should pay attention. So Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ يَأْنِي لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. کیا وقت نہیں آیا ایمان والوں کو کہ گر گرائیں ان کے دل اللہ کی یاد سے. What has the time not yet come for the believers that they should submit themselves totally, humble themselves totally in front of Allah, their hearts in front of Allah Ta'ala for the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. That is that the person gives his whole life for deen, and deen is his object of life, and dunya becomes just a necessity. But unfortunately, this ayat actually refers to when a person makes dunya the object of his life, and deen just by the way. And that is also those people who are practicing on deen, fully on deen, but they're just doing it by the way. Their object is still dunya. So Allah wants the object to be made is akhirat, is the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, to strive for Allah's pleasure, and dunya just by the way. And then لِذِكْرِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. And a person, for the remembrance of Allah, that he must be occupied all the time in Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. And for the Qur'an Sharif, that a person must pay his full dues to the Qur'an Sharif. We all of us can think, how much do we read Qur'an Sharif on a daily basis? How much do we try and understand the Qur'an Sharif? How much do we practice on the Qur'an Sharif? How much do we propagate the Qur'an Sharif? So the rights of the Qur'an Sharif also have to be fulfilled. And where are we with regard to that? Then Allah Ta'ala gives us an advice and uses the people of the past that we must not become like them. وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابُ مِنْ قَبْلُ. اور نہ ہو ان جیسے جن کو کتاب ملی تھی ان سے پہلے. And don't be like those people who also received the kitab from before. And as long as those who believed in the Nabi, in the Rasul, and as long as the Rasul was there, they also remained straight and correct. But after some time, so much they went that not only did they become unmindful, they changed their kitabs to suit their whims and fancies. The Torah, the Injil, these people had changed these kitabs to suit them. And unfortunately, today we are facing that condition where people want to change many meanings of the Quran Sharif also. And to leave out ayats of the Quran Sharif. So much pressure is being put from other people and from within also. So these are all signs of munafaqat. That a person wants to just make the deen, just make himself happy and practicing on deen, when actually he's only practicing on his own whims and fancies. What he wants and what he desires, his nafs, he practices upon that. So Allah warns us again then. فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدِ. And when this became, that they became unmindful, and they just wanted to satisfy their nafs, Fir daraz guzri khun par muddat. And after a long time, it doesn't just happen overnight. All these things, when elders, when the pious people, people who have got foresight, and they warn us of things, we say, ah, this is minor things. This doesn't matter. But over a long time, then the whole picture changes. Bit by bit, we don't realize that how we are dropping out things, how we are adding new things to deen, how we are changing the meanings, how we are changing deen itself, and then the true picture becomes something else completely. Just like in a king's palace, the queen gave birth to a child. So people spoke about it. Then somebody said the child is very dark in color. So that where the people started speaking. Somebody said the child is like a bat, black. Then somebody said a bat was born to the queen. So from where to where it changes. So this also happens all the time with our deen also, unless we don't follow those ulama who are firm on the deen and on the teachings of deen. Otherwise we will get a complete different version of deen, and we will just make ourselves happy. We are practicing on deen, but it will be something completely different. This is what Allah Ta'ala is particularly warning about. فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ فِرْسَخْتْ هُوْغِي اُنْكِ دِلْ. Then their hearts became hard. And now they did not want to accept the truth also. They just wanted to, their whims and fancies, their desires they wanted to fulfill. And they did not want to accept the truth from the people of the truth also. And they started fighting against the people of the truth and proving, which is exactly what is happening unfortunately in the Ummah. The people who are very liberal, who are very modernist, today they feel they are on the right. And they completely run down the people who are on the original deen. And they regard them, forget non-Muslims regarding us fanatics. People in our own family and community, in our own society, regard such people as fanatics, very backward people. وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. Or بَهَوَتْ اُنْمَيْ نَافَرْمَانْ هَيْ. And plenty of them are disobedient to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And they become fasiqs, open sinners then. And then a person gets involved in this open sin, and still he justifies himself. He doesn't accept that I am wrong. One is a person does wrong, and he admits that I have done wrong. And he cries to Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. But one is a person is doing wrong, and he insists I'm doing the right thing. That person doesn't get tawfiq of tawbah also, because he doesn't feel that I'm doing the wrong thing. So there is an ayat that is very, very important for us to consider and to try and change our lives accordingly and make our lives according to Quran Sharif and the Sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as it was understood by the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, and they passed this message, that original message on, which is present till today. It has come through. We must follow that deen, otherwise we will just be following our whims and fancies. And may Allah forgive us and help us. We must not be classified amongst the munafiqeen. And then we read already what the terrible consequences will be of the munafiqeen.